Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha e komo mai, this is Lana, welcoming you to another session of the Coconut Wireless, broadcasting from Station Aloha in the Pacific Northwest. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Here's a wonderful psychic self-defense exercise which will clear you and your house. This is a grounding exercise that will neutralize negative energy and replace it with earth energy. I find it does wonders for grounding and centering me when I feel my life has gotten out of control. Allow yourself 15 to 30 uninterrupted minutes for this exercise. Find a comfortable place in a quiet room where you won't be distracted. Sit with your back straight. Take a series of deep, slow breaths, exhaling and inhaling to the count of three. Let's do that together. We'll do three breaths to the count of three. We'll inhale for three, hold for three, and then exhale for three. Ready? Inhale, one, two, three, and hold it. One, two, three, and exhale. One, two, three. Inhale, one, two, three. Hold it. One, two, three. Exhale, one, two, three. Inhale, one, two, three. Hold it, one, two, three. Exhale, one, two, three. Normal breathing. Relax. Let your shoulders down. Allow everything to relax with each inhale and exhale. And when you're ready, visualize roots slowly extending from your root chakra down into the earth. If you're sitting inside, see your roots traveling down throughout the layers of the building, down through the foundation, and eventually into the soil. You're like a tree. Your roots go down deep into the earth until they come into a cool pool of earth energy. You draw this energy up your roots with each breath, and all the excess nervous energy, tension, and stress is absorbed and replaced with the cool, healing energy of the earth. Breathe this cool earth energy up through your body and allow it to neutralize all the negativity it encounters, as it replaces it with peace and ancient serenity. Visualize a lovely white light pooling around you, enveloping you. This cool light energy trickles up your roots with each breath you draw, glowing, filling your first chakra with a red energy. This radiating ruby red energy should be spinning, swirling in a clockwise motion. If it is not, then activate the chakra by placing your hand over the area and visualize energy traveling up from the earth, filling the area, nurturing the chakra until it is filled with radiant ruby light and spinning like a bright jewel in the sun. Leave your hand on the area until the chakra is activated. Feel the energy point swirling with bright red light. See the cool earth energy flowing through the chakra until it is bright and beautiful. Now move up to your sacral chakra. This chakra is located close to the area of the pubic bone, about 2 fingers width under your belly button. Visualize this chakra as a magnificent, radiating sunset orange jewel that is spinning in a clockwise motion. If it's not spinning, then do the activation process again, using your hand over that area until it swirls with a radiating orange glow. Feel the energy infuse the chakra with bright orange light. See the earth energy flowing through this chakra until it is bright and beautiful. Now bring your focus to your solar plexus chakra that is located slightly above your navel. Picture the chakra is lovely, radiating sunshine yellow. If it's not spinning, activate the chakra with your hand. Hold your hand over that area and visualize the energy swirling like a bright jewel. Feel the earth energy flowing through this chakra until it is spinning, whirling bright and beautiful. Concentrate on your heart chakra, located in your chest. Imagine the chakra as a dazzling, glorious emerald jewel. If it's not spinning, activate this chakra and watch it swirl. Feel the energy infuse this chakra until it glows with bright green light. See the earth energy flowing, permeating the chakra with energy until it is energized and spinning brightly like a bright green jewel. Move up to your throat chakra. Imagine the chakra as a luminous sky blue, whirling and flowing. If it's not spinning, then activate as before until that chakra is swirling clockwise. Feel the earth energy brighten this chakra point. see the earth energy moving through this chakra, filling it, healing it, and set it to spin like a radiant, glowing jewel. Shift your attention to your third eye chakra located between your eyebrows. Activate this intense violet-colored chakra, infusing it with the cool, healing energy of the earth until the chakra point becomes even more vivid and is whirling, spinning like a violet jewel. Lastly, bring your focus up to your crown chakra. Feel the top of your head open and expand as the shining violet-white light whirls in a clockwise motion. Feel the energy healing energy of the earth wash through the top of your head and spill down to thicken and feed your aura, setting it to glow in a cocoon of color as it wraps you in the colors of all your glowing chakras. Breathe and feed the energy down to your trunk, over your thighs, back down to the earth. Run the energy through you. See it as a continuous loop of flowing energy as your roots draw it from the earth and your breath carries it up through your chakras until it flows from the top of your head, down your aura, and back into the earth like a fountain. Run the energy for as long as you allow, until you feel your life force is recharged and your spirit is at peace. I often work with earth energy. However, earth energy is feminine. Some energy workers find that using the masculine energy of air works better for them. To use air energy, stand with your arms raised to the sky and run the chakras in reverse, beginning with your crown, drawing the energy down with each breath into each chakra point until your heart is calm, your spirit revitalized, your energy centers full, and you are ready for anything. Stay quiet for a few moments. To end meditation, slowly wiggle your fingers and toes, and then open your eyes. Now let's talk about white light protection. When you feel a psychic attack is imminent, something is amiss and you feel anxious, you've got thoughts that are feeling foreign to you, you don't know where they came from, you're feeling nauseous, any of these signs that something is amiss within you and you just can't quite put a finger on it. When you feel a psychic attack is imminent, a good way to counter it is by drawing on the healing energy of the universe. Visualize a golden light beam above you, filling your crown chakra. See this cool, clear light swirling down your throat, past your heart into your stomach. And now visualize the golden light expanding throughout your body, to the tips of your fingers, down to the tips of your toes, until it expands past the boundaries of your body to rejuvenate your glowing aura. Hold this image for a few breaths, knowing that all negativity has been cleared away and replaced with light. Breathe and make that light glow. And in that glow, feel protected. Now let's talk about shielding. If you're in need of a shield or a protective cloak, simply visualize the infinite creative energy of the universe swirling around you, like a gentle whirlpool moving all around your body. Draw it around you and infuse your aura with its pure energy. See the energy growing to surround you in a cocoon of color as each of your chakras glow. Feel your aura thickening as the energy wraps around you, clearing away any dark areas, mending any holes, filling the thin places in your aura. Now let's talk about space clearing. When I'm feeling the muck of life weighing me down, I clean my altar, my kitchen, and then choose one or more rooms, usually my office or a bedroom, and clear out the clutter. I make piles for trash, recycling, and the donation center, and get rid of all the junk. Then I clean. I like to wash with an herbal-infused floor wash to instill magical energy, like High John the Conqueror is a great herb to try. Put that in a spray bottle and wash your windows with it, your windowsills, your banisters, your doorknobs, mirrors. How do you do that? So you use 1 to 2 teaspoons of High John the Conqueror per cup of cold water. You can use other herbs as well, protective herbs, which I'll talk about in a second. And you bring the mixture gently to a boil. Keep it covered and simmer it for about 10 minutes. Then add this concoction to your wash water and clean. To dispose of the leftover wash water, throw it out the front door or into the front yard and toward the east if possible. Now here are some herbs of protection that have worked well for me, and may you also have the same results. Check out burdock, B-U-R-D-O-C-K, which purifies and protects. By the way, it's a great vegetable to integrate in your diet. Fennel. Fennel deflects negative energies. Hyssop. I use that for protection, cleansing, and removal of negative forces. I also use it to make my own holy water. Just a drop or two of hyssop oil in spring water, and breathe the word aloha into that water. It's beautiful. Try it. Also, a great protection herb is marigold, also called calendula. Use marigold to ward against negative threats. There's also mullein, M-U-L-L-E-I-N. This herb is wonderful for uncrossing, deflection, and sending negative energies back to the sender. And then there's pennyroyal, which is actually a weed in your yard. Use it to repel unwanted guests and ward off negative energy that they bring. It also wards off gnats and mosquitoes and repels ticks. Not a bad thing to have in your yard. One of my favorites is rue. It works in two ways. First, a rue-infused wash will get rid of malevolent energy. And second, it will return hexes to the sender. There's also betony. We use this to banish nightmares and bad thoughts. And finally, damiana, to protect property. Now, I mentioned mirrors earlier. Reflective surfaces can be used to reflect negative energy back to its source. So, by placing mirrors in line with doors, that's an easy way to deal with negative thoughts and spirits and people, reversing them back to where they came from. So it's always a good idea to have a mirror facing your front door. Sea salt, one of my favorites. Salt is a purifier. Use sea salt to cleanse and banish any negative energy that may cling to an object, person, or an area. Sprinkle salt around a room to put yourself and others at ease. Or asperge with a sea salt water mixture. What do I mean by asperge? It's when, like, you're in church and the priest takes a wand that's been dipped into a bucket of holy water and starts sprinkling it on the people. That is asperging. Now, instead of using a wand or some tool that's fancy, you can use a pine cone. That's what I like to use. Asperging means sprinkling with liquid, okay, in order to affect spiritual and magical cleansing. It's an ancient rite, just like burning incense. Asperging rituals direct the elemental power of water. So, to cleanse a room of negativity, simply dissolve sea salt in rainwater or spring water. None of this bottled water stuff, guys. Rainwater or spring water. And sprinkle this water around the perimeter of a room or rooms that need to be cleansed. I also practice an ancient Japanese ritual of leaving a small mound shaped like a pyramid or some sort of cone on the left side of my front doorway. Works great. And I replace it when we have a rain and it dissolves away. Also, using sage and the practice of smudging. For centuries, smudging The burning of aromatic herbs has been a common practice for purifying objects and locations. Sage, white sage, is most often used for cleansing, balance, and purification. The act of burning sage is called smudging. Smudging calls positive energy into a space as it removes negative energy. It is the spiritual equivalent of bathing. Now, if I've had an especially bad day, I'll go into my garden, plunge my feet into the soil, and light a sage wand and smudge myself. Well, how do you smudge yourself? You take your sage, you light it, and you wave it around your head, around your body, down your arms, the front of your body, around the back, around your legs, front and back, and pick up your feet and run it along the soles of your feet. Don't forget your hands. It's like taking a bath. Smudging can also clear a room or area of any old or stagnant energy. So if you're feeling stuck or things just aren't going according to plan, you may just find that simply space clearing by smudging solves the problem. Clearing the space around you is also an important part of most rituals and ceremonies. You can use sage to clear energy out of a room where stress occurs, to cleanse people and pets that are depressed, sick, or anxious. When moving into a new home, smudging is a great way to clear energy from a previous resident, and for my family, it is mandatory. To smudge a room, simply walk around the room, wafting the smoke into each corner. So you take one of those sage wands, you know the kind. You can buy it on the reservations because the Native Americans grow it. You can find it in metaphysical stores. Take one of those wands, and I usually have an abalone shell to catch the ashes with me in my other hand. And I go room to room, and I walk clockwise around the room, and I make sure that that smoke goes into every corner, because negativity and negative energies love to hang in corners. That's why round is a better shape than square. You can also use sweet grass. It usually comes braided. Smells great. And that is another lovely way to bring harmony and balance into a room. Smudging is also a good way to bless or consecrate your spiritual tools. Same thing. Just let that tool be enveloped with the smoke of your sage or your sweet grass. Just run it around it. Always work clockwise. Be mindful of all your actions, folks. It matters. You can also burn a stick of incense or a few drops of essential oils in an aromatherapy burner as a way to change the energy of a room. Oils of frankincense, white sage, sweet grass, pine resin called pinyon, juniper, desert mugwort, rue, yarrow, and marjoram are common oils used to cleanse a space. Another tool that is handy for absorbing negative energy is charcoal. Briquettes of charcoal will absorb toxins and negative energy. Combining charcoal and sea salt is an effective way to safely remove negative energy. So when moving into a new home, a new space, you could leave 3 briquettes on a dish in the middle of the room before you move anything in and leave it overnight. Then the next day, remove them and bury them in the backyard. May the healing energy of the universe keep you safe and grant you peace through this hectic time. I hope you're able to experience the wonders of meditation. May you gain the ability to tap into your well of inner peace whenever you need to, and connect with the state of altered consciousness for inner work and psychic protection. Thanks for joining me. Namaste.